Well, we'd like to welcome each and every individual today to Christian Professional Network. Hi, my name is Mark Boersma, President of Synergy Solutions and a volunteer for and participant in CPN, Christian Professional Network. And I've got my good friend and just a mentor, and just Ralph Miller has just made such an impact in my life. Ralph, could you give just a little bit of background about yourself, business, your professor, just kind of to help pastors understand kind of your background?
Sure. The Lord has kind of given me a varied career. And He's constantly taken me into areas where I'm out of my comfort zone, and I don't go there voluntarily. He first took me into naval aviation and taught me how to be a carrier fighter pilot, which was way out of my comfort zone. And after that, he gave me a company to run, which I ran for 20 years, which was in the aviation business as a fixed base operator and seller of aircraft and fuel and so on. And anybody who's studied that field knows that it's a very low profit area, but a lot of fun, and that's probably why. And after I sold that business, the Lord dragged me kicking and screaming back to school, and I was in the first class of Regent University's School of Divinity and wound up teaching there in the, for 7 years in the area of Old and New Testament survey and church history. And then all of a sudden the Lord seemed to want me to switch out of that, and I wound up teaching in the Graduate Business School in their MBA program, teaching entrepreneurship and Christian business principles for about 16 years. And that led me to a final career as a C-12 chairman, and C-12 is a national association of business owners who see the Lord as their chairman of the board and would like to learn how to run a company for the Lord, learning how to use it as a platform for ministry. And that's been very fulfilling. I do that to this day. So the Lord is into change, and most of us resist change to a little, to a certain degree, as I do. But He keeps us out of our comfort zone so that we're teachable and keep learning.
Nice. You know, Ralph, my dad's a pastor and a missionary, so I grew up as a PK and an MK. I've got a number of uncles that are pastors. My youngest brother's a pastor, and so I've grown up in that environment. My dad's a pastor here in the United States, and people ask me, Mark, where do you get your entrepreneurialism from? And I'm like, well, from my mom and dad. You know, they'd go into a place and they have no congregation, no anything, and they start from scratch, build it up, and just do amazing things. And some of the greatest understanding I think I get in entrepreneurialism, being blessed to be an international author and speaker, have come from being exposed to and being in a family of pastor and my dad a pastor and missionary. And really, there is a tremendous amount of overlap between owning a company, being an entrepreneur, and being a pastor. And I think a lot of times entrepreneurs don't recognize the tremendous value and insight that pastors can bring. And I think often, Ralph, pastors don't recognize the tremendous evangelism that a business owner can do and don't know fully how to tap into that, encourage business people to be like Paul, to be in the market, go out in the marketplace. My youngest brother, he went to seminary and then came back and was the associate pastor at the church I grew up in and my dad had started. And a couple years into it, he says, "Mark, you know, you're really messing with my paradigm." He said, "I went to seminary to really, you know, learn how to preach the word and share the word and share Christ and disciple people." And he said, "You meet so many people in your business. You have a chance to share Christ with so many more people in a month than I have in years." He said, "You know, business is such a gateway to the community." And I found that true not only here in the States, but all around the world as well. What advice, Ralph, would you give to pastors to better connect and leverage their, you know, the business owners, the leaders in their congregation?
Well, I think, first of all, there's perhaps a little bit of a tendency of the two groups to be a little wary of each other or standoffish, be a little afraid of each other, and yet they have an awful lot in common. As you say, the pastor is by default running a small to medium-sized business, but he doesn't like to see himself in that those terms, and sometimes doesn't do it very well. But and the entrepreneur is also by default running a small to medium-sized business, and so many of them get that way by being good technicians, going out on their own, and then gradually they start employing people, having more customers, and they are thrust into a leadership role, which they're generally ill-equipped to implement. And so both of them have the same challenges. And I think if pastors were more approachable by entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs more approachable by pastors, they would learn so much from each other. And it would provide a great harvest for the kingdom. Because as you say, the average small business, we've done many, many surveys across the country in seminars that we've held in C12, and asked people to list their what we call their sphere of influence. Obviously, the business owner has some influence with his employees. He has some influence with his customers because they either come to his business, he has some form of relationship with them, either personally or through advertising or other means. And then he has a great deal of influence with his suppliers who are trying to sell something to him. And he certainly has a reputation and influence with his bankers. And when we ask people to add out up how many of each, which what we call stakeholders, they have in their business, the average total comes out better than 5,000. Well, 5,000 is a pretty big church, certainly bigger than the average. So your average entrepreneur, sometimes, often without even knowing it, has a field of influence bigger than his pastor. The question is, what is he doing with that influence for the kingdom?
See, it's so interesting because I think it was George Barna that had done some research on fundamental churches and said the average fundamental church is seeing, you know, I think it was one person come to Christ every 2 years. And you look at evangelism and reaching out, and I know in our company, we're in our 21st year in business, we've had over 40 people come to Christ over the years as a result of, you know, business ministry, getting out in the community, sharing Christ with our clients, all kinds of things. And so that's equivalent to like four churches. And so a pastor can help. And I think the reason that we've been able to do that is my pastor, my brother, being raised in that, seeing my ministry or my business really as my life calling, just as much as a pastor or missionary would see theirs in the same way. It's interesting, in CPN, Christian Professional Network, there's a gentleman just this last week where he said, you know, I went through, you know, the lesson, and the first lesson was on how a business professional, how their career, their business is just as strong as a calling from God as a pastor is. And he just beamed. He's like, I've never thought of my business as a calling from God. And I thought, how much joy are business people missing, and how much ministry opportunity, like you say, influence to those 5,000 people. And that's something I think that a pastor can really encourage the business person. I think that the business person can really encourage the pastor. What suggestions would you give for pastors? Because I wonder sometimes, Ralph, if pastors may be a little intimidated at times by business people, and there's really no need to be. But what suggestions would you give to pastors to reach out to the business people and say, hey, you know, we're all serving, we're all called by God to do something. How can we help one another more?
Well, I think if you're going to reach out to anybody, you kind of have to find a common bond. And you mentioned one of them is calling. And the pastor generally can articulate a calling. The entrepreneur basically has the same thing, but can't articulate it as well very often. The pastor has leadership responsibilities that he's generally not up to. The entrepreneur has the same thing. They've got so much in common, and they both desperately need encouragement. Both of often victims of burnout. I always say that a business owner will often come to a day where he would give the keys to the business to anybody dumb enough to take them just to get out. And I don't think pastors are any different. And so, you know, if a pastor... Pastors tend to be very lonely in their leadership, and so do business leaders. They have a tremendous common bond and never seem to realize it.
Yeah.
So I would say that for a pastor to just start by knowing who in his congregation are in positions of leadership in business, and don't pick out the guys that are middle managers or in Fortune 500 companies. They're not the people we're talking about. The contractors, many of whom have been in terrible distress the last several years, the retail business owners, people within his congregation, and just plan to spend some time with them and encourage them. In the process, they're going to learn so much about what makes them tick and so much about the possibilities of evangelism in the marketplace, because every lost sinner that will not darken the pastor's church doors is in one of those guys' businesses, and they have access to them. And so if they really have a heart for the lost, they go through the guy who has access to them and thereby bring them to the Lord. It's a great ministry.
You know, it's interesting because when my oldest son, he and I went over to Africa for 3 weeks, and, you know, it was, I think, 95, 96%, you know, Muslim. And, you know, very closed, and we connected up with some missionaries that were over there. And we did entrepreneurial training, and we had over 220 young African men and women coming in for that training session. They actually came in from the bush, and we had an opportunity to share where the business natural laws came from, which is from the Bible.
Yeah.
And so entrepreneurialism is one of the most effective ways to reach people in tough economic times. You know, entrepreneurs, they look at those as opportunities. They're job creators. They understand what it's like to build something out of nothing. They understand how to bring it together. So there is a tremendous amount of influence. One of the things that I have found to be really effective for pastors to connect in with entrepreneurs, with business owners, with business leaders is just ask them, you know, so what's the biggest challenge that you're facing in any area of your business or your life? As Ralph said, I think pastors are lonely often. I think business people, business owners are lonely. So you ask a business owner, what's the biggest challenge? I think both kind of serve. They're built to serve. They serve. And a lot of them don't have anybody coming to them and saying, hey, what's your biggest challenge? They think, you know, everybody thinks the pastor's got things figured out. Everybody thinks the business owner's got things figured out, but they don't. So just showing that you care and saying, what's the biggest challenge that you're facing in any area of your business or life? There's a great website out there. It's called called the Vision Project, thevisionproject.net. And you can actually go to that site and you can type in somebody's biggest challenge. And then there's it goes through and searches for different resources that are available. And it's very strong leaders, vision, business, community, churches. So there's lots of resources. The other is another great resource is CPN.cc. That's CPN.cc, Christian Professional Network. That can give you some additional things. We'll have more conversations with Ralph. The wisdom that he has to bring the marketplace into you know, church and church into marketplace and ministry, and how can we minister? How can we reach more people? And that's really what I think we're called to do as Christians, is to be evangelistic, to have a heart for the lost. Business people are kind of programmed, that entrepreneurs are programmed to do that. If you do have any questions on anything that Ralph or I discussed today, feel free to call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. God bless and have a great day.